Many communities have ordinances spelling out property owners' responsibility for keeping their sidewalks free of ice and snow. But things get fuzzy when it comes to bus stops, sidewalk corners, and ramps at crosswalks. It may come as a surprise to many that in Ann Arbor, if any of that is connected to your sidewalk, legally, it's yours to clear.
I don't think that shop owners are very good about clearing the sidewalks. I don't know where their responsibility ends and the city begins, actually.
That's Ann Arbor elder Phyllis Ponvert, for whom walking on snow and ice is downright dangerous. The city's Pedestrian Safety and Access Task Force wants a stronger, less ambiguous sidewalk snow clearing ordinance. Linda Diane Felt is chair of the task force.
I think one of the main opposition components to being more on top of enforcement is, well, they're disabled or they're elderly or for some reason they can't do it themselves.
Felt says the task force wants disabled residents to know that if they can't afford to pay for help, there is a city fund to apply to. Even so, it's still up to each individual to make prior arrangements. At a recent meeting, task force member Scott Campbell noted the challenges.
It takes speed, and it usually means that you have to plan ahead of time, because if it snows a foot, it's going to be hard to scramble to find someone.
An extraordinary example of planning ahead is garnering national attention. It's called Snow Buddy, an all-volunteer sidewalk snow clearing service in Ann Arbor's Waterhill neighborhood. Jeff Kahn is a city planner in Ann Arbor.
I'm thoroughly enjoying Snow Buddy in Waterhill. Last year was pain and misery walking to work. This year it's vastly different.
Paul Tinkerhess is the creator of Snow Buddy. I catch up with him as he pilots a shiny new mini tractor with a roller brush making short work of the sidewalk snow on Sunset Street.
We feel like we're bringing a level of respect to people who choose to travel without an automobile and people who use wheelchairs, for example, to get around, who are basically housebound through the winter.
Tinkerhess says Snow Buddy is also helping facilitate mass transit by allowing people to more safely walk to the bus stop. He says while the program has been a great success thus far,
we won't feel like our job is really done until we have convinced the city to take on this responsibility. Because I have a job downtown that I should probably be at right now. But they have the equipment, they have the know-how, and this is a transportation corridor exactly like the road when it's maintained as a transportation corridor.
He tells me about Grosse Pointe in Rochester, New York, where the city government clears all sidewalks after a major snow, regardless of who owns them.
I do believe that after last winter, if you put that to a vote in Ann Arbor, a majority of voters would approve to be taxed an extra whatever, $30, $40. I'd say they'd probably go for $50 to take care of that problem of ice on the sidewalks.
He says so far the city doesn't appear eager to take him up on his offer.
Okay, let's fire this thing up.
Walkers and wheelchair users aren't the only ones who rely on clear sidewalks. Many bicyclists don't feel comfortable riding with the traffic on busy roads, especially in winter. Jonathan Levine takes the sidewalk along Plymouth Road to his job as a University of Michigan urban planning professor.
It's usually very patchy. So I ride for a while, then suddenly I come to a business that hasn't cleared its snow, and I have to stop and get off my bike. In the worst case, I have to stop and carry my bike.
He tells me about Ann Arbor's A2 Fix-It program, where residents may report sidewalk snow and ice hazards. That alerts the city to move on enforcing the ordinance. Dr. Levine says the city is prompt about responding, but
clearly that's no way to run a transportation system. Well, walking is transportation, biking is transportation. Public transit is transportation, and public transit depends on pedestrianism.
Dr. Levine would like to see more businesses and homeowners pooling resources to contract with snow removal services, and he suggests the city could clear sidewalks along major thoroughfares, as is the policy in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Almost 20% of our residents walk or cycle to work. So we have a responsibility to those 20% of our people who choose to do that, and those who don't do it in the winter, presumably some of them, I would like to do it in the winter if it were safe, accessible, and amenable.
Dr. Levine feels snow need not be an impediment to winter bicycling. He says worldwide, cities with the highest rates of cycling are most often in northern climates.
Cycling cities of Europe, or the great cycling countries of Europe, are the northern countries. It's Denmark, it's the Netherlands, it's Belgium.
In the U.S., you need look no further than Boulder, Colorado. It gets almost five times as much snow as Ann Arbor, yet has double the rate of bicycle commuters, and its bike share program runs year-round. 63-year-old Dale Petty is another year-round bicycle commuter who, like Dr. Levine, avoids riding in busy road traffic. He takes the border-to-border trail to his teaching job at Washtenaw Community College.
The biggest problem in the winter is, like, it's just not consistent. Gallup Park was beautiful this morning, and then I came up the hill from Gallup Park, and the county doesn't clear the bridge, Dixborough Bridge, and so you're forced to go on the street. There was somebody walking in the street as well, and the side of the road isn't even cleared. That's where they piled the snow. So people are walking and biking right in the lane.
According to Washtenaw County Road Commission Director Roy Townsend, although the county does own the bridge, it doesn't have the budget, staff, or equipment to do paths outside the roadway. But this could change with the statewide vote on May 5th to increase the sales tax and generate funding for roads. While Levine and Petty try and avoid it, there are some brave folks who do ride in with traffic in winter. That would include Ian Ogden.
You know, the number of winter commuters seems to be increasing, even as the weather was so terrible last year.
Ogden is volunteering at a winter bicycle maintenance workshop sponsored by the nonprofit organization Common Cycle. He says he's comfortable biking in the city core in winter because of the increasing number of cyclists.
That's probably one reason that, like, drivers are especially, like, careful in that area, because there's already other cyclists on the road.
Patricia Chen is among the new winter bicyclists.
I mean, should I grease it during the winter?
It's a good idea to do it, you know.
Originally from Houston, Texas, Chen is taking to Ann Arbor's snowy streets surprisingly well.
I feel like it's been a good way for me to just, like, lean into the winter, you know, and set of tires. I don't know, I feel like that's my, like, my golden key.
Ogden doesn't use studded tires, but like Chen, has bike lights and warm clothes. He considers cycling
just a viable way to get around in the winter if you dress right. Any temperature is comfortable if you dress right. I'm trying to convince my mother of that. But
asked what would most help winter cycling, Ogden says,
the biggest thing is for it just to become more and more common. You know, I suppose as that happens, naturally people will advocate for themselves, and maybe we can add more, you know, kind of permanent infrastructural things like separated bike lanes or, you know, bicycle-centric traffic design.
When it comes to walking and biking in winter, could it be that political will and strength of numbers determines more than depth of snow? According to Dr. Levine,
it's the safety, it's not the climate.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.